Attorney, are we ready? Everybody ready? Without objection, we'll start. Okay, so welcome everybody to Wednesday, November 13, 1:30 p.m. meeting, regular meeting of the Planning Commission. And first up, I think I'll ask our Vice Chairman to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And then we'll go to roll call. And I'll go down from the first district, Commissioner Ha.
Here.
And from the second district, Commissioner Harper.
Here.
And fifth district, Commissioner Bartlett.
Here.
And the fourth district is still vacant. And from the third district, Kevin Rice, I am here. All right, so looks like we have four and a quorum, so we will proceed to minutes of our last meeting, October 23rd. All right, we have them here, and they were sent out previously. Everybody get a chance to look at them?
Yes, we have.
All right, super. And let's see, who was at that meeting?
I'll be abstaining. I was
you,
not at
you were not here. Okay. So I'll look for a motion.
I would like to make a motion to approve the meetings of the October 23rd.
I'll second it.
All right. Motion made and seconded. And take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. That's unanimous. Three with Vice Chairman Bartlett not voting because he wasn't here. Very good. All right. We'll go to the next item, which looks like we're at discussion items. Mr. Cataldi?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. We do have two items on the agenda today. Item number one does have a public speaker, so when you get to the point in time of the public hearing component, there is one speaker wishing to speak on it. We do have planning staff here prepared to introduce the item to you. Staff.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Commissioners. My name is Joanna Chang, Land Use Manager. In attendance today is Cindy Salazar, our Senior Planner at OC Development Services, as well as Wei Zhu, Senior Civil Engineer, Brad Fowler, the Project Manager, and Dennis Bellido, the County Traffic Engineer, all from OC Public Works Infrastructure. Also in today's meeting, we also have Stephanie Chan from OCTA. General Plan Amendment T19-01 is being requested by OC Public Works Infrastructures. This is an amendment to the circulation and bikeway plan contained in the county's transportation element to conform to the Orange County Master Plan of Arterial Highways and OCTA Bikeway Collaborative Plan, which are both administered by the Orange County Transportation Authority, OCTA. Today, we will discuss the specific changes to the circulation and bikeway plan that we're seeking to make and the recommended actions. The transportation element is one of the required elements of the county's general plan. The county's roads need to be compatible with roads going through and those roads under the authority of adjacent cities. The county circulation and bikeway plan are required to conform and to be consistent with the Orange County Master Plan of Arterial Highways and OCTA Bikeway Collaborative Plan, which again are both administered and maintained by OCTA. So consistency with the MPH is essential to the integrity of a functional regional highway network. Updates and conformance is necessary so that jurisdictions are aware of the existing conditions and then able to adequately plan for the various changes. In terms of the process, upon county's notification to amend the general plan to be consistent with MPH, OCTA provides a conditional approval of these changes whereby all applicable agencies would then need to amend its general plan so that OCTA can update the MPH accordingly. This proposed general plan amendment has been conditionally approved by OCTA. On October 23rd, which is about 3 weeks ago, staff received authorization to initiate General Plan Amendment T19-01. Since the existing County of Orange Bikeway Plan was dated 2005, and it takes time to update the plan, staff began coordination with OC Public Works Survey to update the bikeway plan prior to receiving authorization. We coordinated with a survey to update the plan to reflect current conditions and incorporate the proposed revisions to the bikeway plan. Okay. On to the next slide. We'll start off with the proposed circulation plan amendment. OCTA's MPAH includes six main arterial highway classifications. There's the principal, the eight-lane divided roadway, major, which is a six-lane divided roadway, primary, four-lane divided roadway, secondary, the four-lane and divided roadway, divided collector, the two-lane divided roadway, and collector, two-lane and divided roadway. The county proposes to reclassify Esperanza Road between Imperial Highway and the City of Yorba Linda boundary from its major arterial designation, major meaning six-lane divided roadway, to a primary arterial, four-lane divided roadway, to allow for the extra width to be used for the proposed Class 4 bikeway that is part of the OC Loop project. The proposed bikeway update will be addressed later on in this presentation. Based on OCTA's MPH guidelines, a major arterial can serve up to 45,000 average daily traffic at an acceptable operating level, and a primary arterial can serve up to 30,000 ADT at an acceptable operating level. Per OCTA's 2019 traffic flow plan, Esperanza currently serves approximately 15,500 to 20,500 ADT. The 2040 traffic forecast predicts a 3% increase from the current ADT, which is significantly below the operating ADT of 30,000 for a primary arterial. This supports the reclassification of Esperanza Road from a major to a primary arterial. Changing the classification from major to primary arterial reflects existing and forecasted conditions and allows for the extra capacity to be used for bikeways. On the screen here is an illustration of OCTA's MPH map, which is also indicative of what's shown in the county circulation plan. As illustrated in this map, the proposed revision to the county circulation plan includes the reclassification of Esperanza Road, which is shown here in purple, between Imperial Highway and the City of Yorba Linda boundary, from its current major arterial designation to a primary arterial. The segment in pink is the City of Yorba Linda's segment they will be reclassifying. Okay, this is a closer look at the proposed revisions. The picture on the left from the current version of the circulation plan depicts Esperanza Road between Imperial Highway and the City of Yorba Linda boundary. This is shown in red in its current major arterial designation, the six-lane divided roadway. Also, the image on the bottom left-hand corner is of a six-lane divided roadway. The picture on the right from the proposed circulation plan, which depicts Esperanza Road, shown in blue, in its proposed primary arterial designation, four-lane divided roadway. The image on the bottom right-hand corner is a four-lane divided roadway. So these are some images here on the screen. Following adoption of General Plan Amendment T19-01 by the Board of Supervisors, the circulation plan will then be posted on the county's website. This amendment is effective immediately upon board adoption. I will be passing this along to Cindy Salazar, our senior planner, to discuss the bikeway plan.
Thanks, Joanna. In addition, General Plan Amendment T19-01 includes an amendment to the bikeway plan. Just to provide an overview, Orange County Bikeways Guide prepared by OCTA includes four classes of bikeways. On the upper left, you could see the Class 1 bike trail, which is an off-street paved bike path. The upper right shows a Class 2 bike lane, which is an on-street, striped, and signed Bicycle Lane. Class 3 is a bike route, the lower left, which is an on-street shared signed bike route, and a Class 4, which is the lower right, which is a class four cycle track, which is an on-street and separated bikeway. The amendments to the bikeway plan is shown on the screen. As a point of clarification, the existing equestrian trail within Yorba Regional Park would remain in place, and a new Class 1 bike trail is being proposed. The proposed revisions will be illustrated on the next slide. As illustrated in this map, the proposed revisions include the following. As you can see here within Yorba Park, there is an existing equestrian trail that will be kept and left in place, and the new Class 1 bike trail is proposed, as you can see. I don't know if you could, following La Palma and down to the bike trail. And this is all within the Yorba Regional Park. Northbound Fairland, from Oakville Drive to Esperanza Road, has an existing Class 3 bike route, and a Class 2 bike lane is proposed. And Esperanza Road, from Fairland Boulevard to the County of Orange, City of Yorba Linda boundary, has an existing Class 2 bike lane, and a Class 4 bike cycle track is proposed. As noted earlier, planning staff began coordination with OC Public Works Survey to update the bikeway plan, since the existing County of Orange bikeway plan was dated in 2005. The bikeway plan was updated to reflect current conditions and to incorporate the current proposed revisions. This is a closer look at the proposed revisions to the bikeway plan. The left is the existing, again, bikeway plan, and the right is the proposed bikeway plan. A Class 1 bike trail shown in red, is being proposed. I don't know if you could see. And again, no changes will be made to the equestrian trail, just a new Class 1 bike trail. Northbound Fairland Boulevard, from Oakville Drive to Esperanza, from a Class 3 bike route shown in red on the left to a proposed Class 2 bike lane shown in blue on the right. And Esperanza Road from Fairland Boulevard to the County of Orange and City of Yorba Linda boundary from a Class 2 bike route shown in red on the left to a proposed Class 4 cycle track shown in orange on the right. Adoption of the following proposed amendments to the bikeway plan would conform to the OCTA Bikeway Collaborative Plan and support the OC Loop Project, which promotes active transportation and enhances bicyclist safety. Here is a rendering of Esperanza Road, the OC Loop Segment H. The upper left image shows the existing Class 2 bike lane. The proposed Class 4 cycle track is shown in the larger image. And as you can see here, this protective raised median of separation would be located on the north side of Esperanza Road. Here is a rendering of the proposed bikeways for Fairland Boulevard. The upper left image shows the current conditions. And in the larger image, the proposed Class 3 bike route on southbound Fairland Boulevard is shown on the left. And the Class 2 bike lane on northbound Fairland Boulevard is shown on the right. This screen shows the updated bike plan to reflect current conditions and incorporate proposed revisions to ensure conformance with OCTA's Bikeway Collaborative Plan. Following adoption of General Plan Amendment T19-01 by the Board of Supervisors, the bikeway plan will be posted on the county's website. This amendment is effective immediately upon board adoption. Upon the county's adoption of the proposed amendment, the city of Yorba Linda and Anaheim will then proceed with adoption of their reclassification in their applicable areas. And consequently, OCTA will approve the amendment to the MPAH. At this time, OC Development Services Planning recommends that the Planning Commission receive staff report and public testimony and adopt Planning Commission Resolution Number 19-04, recommending that the Board of Supervisors make the appropriate findings under the California Environmental Quality Act and adopt proposed General Plan Amendment T-19-01, transportation element that will update the County of Orange circulation and bikeway plan. This concludes the presentation. We're available to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions of staff? Questions of staff from the commission?
Ms. Salazar, I have a question. The big piece of property that is right adjacent to Esperanza Boulevard there, is that we're in the neighborhood of the bigger project that came before us earlier this year or late last year. Will the reclassification of this to a smaller roadway segment at all impact? Nicole, I can't remember the name of the project.
I think you're speaking of Esperanza Hills.
Esperanza Hills.
Yes.
It won't impact any of their mitigation measures or levels of service.
Not that I know of, but I'll defer to Brad Fowler. Are you familiar with?
I apologize. I'm familiar with the bikeway project.
Okay.
I don't know about other developments that you're referring to.
But are we downgrading this particular segment from an arterial to a primary?
From a major.
From a major?
Major to prime.
To a primary.
Yes. So 6 lanes to 4 lanes. You've got lots of capacity there that your planning group may want to explain in terms of vehicles per day. So even dropping it down to 4, you have significantly greater capacity than what OCTA was projected to the year 2040.
Okay, that answers my question.
Well, I had a similar question or the same question. So as I understand it, a primary is designed to hold, is that a maximum of 30,000?
The primary can serve up to 30,000.
Up to 30,000. And right now, we're showing it to be between 15 and what?
15,500 to about 20,500 ADT. And the 2040 forecast is a 3% increase from the current ADT, 3% of the 15,500 or 3% of the 20,500, which are both significantly lower than the 30,000.
Do we know where that 3% comes from?
This is based on the 2040 traffic forecast.
Okay. So my question, I guess, is the same with as Commissioner Bartlett. So we have, I would phrase it, I'm just wondering if the projects that we've worked on, Esperanza Hills and actually there's two projects. What's the name of both of them?
There's Esperanza Hills and Cielo Vista. So you have 340 units plus 80 units, which primarily will take access down Yorba Linda Boulevard.
Okay.
Down to the south towards the 91, or Yorba Linda Boulevard over towards the west as you get towards Imperial to then come down south to the 91. So you have two major arterials that'll handle that. The bulk of those developments and distribute the traffic towards, you know, the highway, whereas Fairhaven or others are less impacted by those developments.
Okay, well,
if I may add, I used to live in the area, right? Mm-hmm. And I used to travel on Fairmont and Esperanza Road to get to where I am, to East Lake where I was. I think your concerns are noted, but I think the Esperanza Hills and Cielo Vista, right, are further to the northeast.
Northeast.
So
yes.
The primary, I call it the streets or highway that would be used for safety fire escape would be Santa Ana Canyon Road and Imperial Highway, so I don't think this area will be affected by it.
And Yorba Linda Boulevard, perhaps?
Yeah, and Yorba Linda Boulevard, right?
I think it's actually Yorba Linda Boulevard that would be the most impacted, if I remember correctly, in the EIR. So probably what was evaluated in the EIR was not this segment of road to begin with, or these Fairmont and Imperial, because they are so far to the southwest of where these where the developments are taking place.
Well, if you go east on Orangethorpe, past Fairmont, you get to the next road that goes north. It goes exclusively north, and that goes straight up to the edge of those developments. So, and that is, and I believe that that's a four-lane road, and I wish I could remember what the name of that is, because I've driven it a million times.
Is it Lakeview?
No, it's, you know, it's not. It goes exclusively north to the developments up there, the existing developments, and goes through.
It is it's Yorba Linda Boulevard, to the east of Fairmont.
It's the no. I'm,
that goes east west.
I'm referring to the one that goes directly north. And so I think that this would be impacted. So I'm just kind of thinking. I'm just looking at those numbers, and I'm just wondering if those developments. I'm going to assume that eventually, after no more than two or three decades more of litigation, something actually gets built up there. And I can't even remember how many units that would be.
It would be 340 plus 80.
340 plus 80, okay.
So 460.
Yep. And it sounds like the capacities exist to accommodate those vehicle trips that would be generated from those additional units, according to the gentleman from Public Works.
Okay, so if we're at 20,500 plus another 3%, and we think that probably didn't take into consideration those other projects, it still leaves about 25 to 30% cushion.
Freeboard.
Yeah. And so I would just raise that to the rest of the commission. We take that into consideration. So as a what if we added that many, and will we still be good? Looks like it. The numbers look like it. Any other thoughts? As I said, I should know what that street is. But any other questions for staff at this time? Of course, we can always come back to staff.
I do have a question.
Okay.
It says here the Esperanza Road is designated as a major, which can have six lanes, right? But currently, what is it improved for right now? I mean, do we have four lanes? Yeah. Like when I was there 20 years ago, it was just two lanes, right? And I think the extension of Esperanza toward Fairmont was even there. So I know it's very congested, you know, coming, going to work. But so now it's four lanes.
It's four lanes.
Okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't think the Esperanza Hill would impact this area, but I'm not the expert here, but knowing the area that I used to live there, I mean, I would go, if I'm from the Esperanza Hill area, I wouldn't go down this way. I would go toward the Eastmore to get to the freeway or out of the impacted area. Okay. That's just my personal opinion.
We're just looking on a map. The north-south street that you might be talking about could be San Antonio Road.
It is.
Okay, so that San Antonio Road will be the main entrance and exit for those developments. And San Antonio Road then connects to Yorba Linda Boulevard.
Yeah, it'll dump out at Yorba Linda Boulevard, right?
Right. And so this segment of Esperanza that we're discussing is to the east and south of the developments, where the developments will be impacting.
Okay.
So San Antonio Road.
It is.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I just looked on it. Thank you.
Yeah, so if I'm going to escape the fire, I would come down San Antonio, come out to Yorba Linda. I'll go east to the 91 freeway because that's the easiest route to get to the freeway, get out of the area. If you go west,
unless that's you on get fire to the, too.
Yeah. So I again, that's just my opinion. That's
right.
So
very good. We do. All right. Well, okay. Why don't we? Any other questions right now for staff? No. Then why don't we go ahead? Perhaps it would be appropriate to take our public testimony at this time.
Can you open a public hearing, please?
I would. It doesn't say so on here, but if that's appropriate. Yes. It says public testimony. It doesn't say anything about hearing. But we will open. That's my looking at my agenda. And I did look at that. So, but I would be happy, as long as we're allowed to do that, to open a hearing. And it's so opened. And we have a speaker, Mr. Cataldi.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Dave Swarovski.
Howdy, y'all. Name's Dave Swarovski, and the name of my horse is Ted. Anyhow, Ted and I were reading over page 4 or 5, and it said bikeway type existing equestrian trail, and the next one said bikeway type proposed class 1 bicycle, and we were a little concerned because we're kind of losing a whole lot of equestrian trails. Hearing today, I'm satisfied to the fact that that will not be affected, so thank you very much for that. And what brings us to this is we went out for a ride not long back ago. After saddled up, we went over to one of our Foothills Pacific Plan trails in Chubico Canyon. There was a gate on it. It's part of the Foothills Pacific Plan. It's a part of the general plan. It was gated. On the other side of the gate was an Orange County sheriff. And he told us it's closed. I was kind of surprised. Ted was too. I can track moose and deer, and I figure I better track this moose, because I found a lot of other ones are closed too, even though they are part of the plan. So when I read this and another one was being changed, it brings me here. But this moose is now at rest. However, as we move along, I'd like to be part of anything to do with equestrian trails within Orange County, being an advisor, being a long-term resident of Chubico Canyon for 27 years. My pony's 14 years old, he's ridden this. He's pretty familiar, and he has a lot of friends. And they're kind of interested in keeping equestrian trails open. So if I could be of assistance in the future, I would certainly like to do that. Thank you for your help, and thank you for your service.
That concludes our speakers, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Well, thank you to the speaker. And
hopefully Ted doesn't charge consulting fees.
Does that bring up any other questions? No?
No.
All right. Well, we will close the hearing. Public hearing.
Oh, close.
Yeah.
Close the public hearing.
Yes.
And then go back to the agenda. Then we have before us T19-01 and T19-04. And before I ask anybody to make a motion to approve that, I'd like to make it available to any commissioner if they have a mind to suggest any changes to those.
I don't have any.
No?
Nope, none here.
Hearing none, then I would, I'll recognize. Yes?
Consultant.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question? Of you, I apologize.
Sure.
My name is Brad Fowler. I'm the project manager for the project, and I was
asked to come today to be here to describe the project to you. And my understanding was we were going to look at the MPAH issue for OCTA. I noticed that you're also taking action on the bikeway plan today. And I wanted to ask, and I apologize for this, but the city of Yorba Linda has requested that for the small section of the bikeway on Esperanza and their city, could we bring the slide up? Yeah, the slide that shows the overall bikeway.
This one?
No. You passed it, I'm sorry. No.
Oh.
This one here, can you see on Esperanza, the county is on the left and the city of Yorba Linda is on the right, a slightly grayer.
Mm-hmm.
The section of Esperanza there between Fairmont Connector and the boundary with the county, the city has come in and said, we really would rather have that instead of on the street as a class four. They have some right-of-way up there, and we're in the middle of design right now. They've asked that we put that as a class one on their existing recreational right-of-way. So, and my question is, I apologize because I'm on the engineering, not on the planning side of this, that is that going to require a separate action with the planning commission, with the bikeway plan, to do that, or should we discuss it now and maybe see whether you should do it once instead of having to come back? That's my question. I apologize for this.
That's within their jurisdiction, so.
It is within their jurisdiction.
I guess one question is, environmentally, was that option studied? Was that option considered?
Are we changing that to a class four on our plan?
Well, just for ours, yes. For the portion from Fairland to the county boundary, we're changing this on our.
That's the MPAH change for today, yes.
Okay, so the class four that is showing in the darker gray, we're not changing that on any of our plans?
No, that's in the city of Yorba Linda.
Okay, so if the city of Yorba Linda wants that to be a class one, it doesn't matter because we're not changing it to a class four on our plans.
Great.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Just
wanted to, I know it's a big process to come in front of you and do this, and I'm afraid that I'm just not familiar, but I just wanted to ask to make sure it'd be okay.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Thank you so much.
Well, then I just want to make sure. So what was just said, whatever your Belinda wants to do, that doesn't change what the county would be doing.
Correct.
Because the two have to come together.
So you're adopting the bikeway plan for the County of Orange bikeways, not for the county bikeway plan that might extend through the cities. Is that correct?
I think that's correct, because what would happen and what was explained at the beginning is that we would adopt the class four for our portion,
mm-hmm.
the city of Yorba Linda, and then that would be changed on the OCTA MPAH. Mm-hmm. The city of Yorba Linda would do something similar, except you're saying that they don't want the class four. So I'm not sure how they would deal with that.
I'll let OCTA in here and speak. They still have to take action to do essentially what you're doing today within mm-hmm. the city of Yorba Linda.
Right.
My worry that I didn't know was whether this, you were looking, because I've been in the county bikeway planning process where you're doing the bikeways that go through all the cities.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify.
And from what I hear, the commissioners want to ensure that the class four county side can actually connect to the class one city.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because class one is a dedicated area, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So somehow there has to be a transition between Alpine bike lane, right?
Bike, yeah.
So
there is.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to note, my name is Stephanie Chan. I'm from OCTA in the planning department. My name is Stephanie Chan. I'm from OCTA in the planning department. In regards to the previous statements that were made, I wanted to clarify that the master plan of arterial highways is specifically for the number of through lanes on the arterial system. We don't have the bike lanes on the master plan of arterial highways. That is a separate plan, and I'm not exactly 100% familiar with our OCTA, like countywide bike plan, and also our bike, our active transportation person recently moved to a different city. So I can look more into that for you if there's anything we need to do, but that it's not the same process.
I'm not sure if that clarifies anything. Me confused now. Yeah. So seriously,
I think I think we are changing on our bikeway map our portions,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Of the bikeway.
Yeah. Yes.
Unfortunately, on the map that you had up there before,
yes.
You have a portion that is your Belinda.
Yes.
But we are not actually changing that on our plan. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I'm sorry to lawyer you, but I'm trying to be very specific right now.
No, I appreciate the question.
I don't mean to be like this all the time, but so we're showing it as a class 4 on there, but we're not actually changing that on our plan, is correct? And when we submit to OCTA for their bikeway plan update, we will not be submitting that's a class 4 that we changed within the jurisdiction of the city of Yorba Linda.
Correct.
Correct?
Yes.
And the city of Yorba Linda is intending to take its own separate action on a bikeway plan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, then we're okay.
Yes, and as shown on the screen, the purple is what the county is proposing, and the pink is Yorba Linda.
At least we're paying attention, right?
Yes.
Okay, so to clarify, whatever it is that we're doing on the purple, and whatever your Belinda, and of course the county and always wants to cooperate and with the municipalities, whatever we're doing, we're going to do that, and it's up to, and hopefully that works with your Belinda, because
yes.
It is not the case that we can approve something here. And then somewhere down the line, somebody can change it to make it work, I would assume. Unless it comes back here.
We could change it to make it work unless it comes back here. But I think
it would have to come back here.
Correct. To change this again, right? But Colby was just discussing that OCTA then will coordinate between the agencies for the bikeway plan, right? So if there's a transition that needs to happen between our class 4 and a class 1, they would coordinate that, and it would be part of the bikeway plan that goes to OCTA.
Yes.
Because if we're class 4 and your Belinda's wanting to go to class 1, I assume just physically
there will have to be some transition.
I don't know that it's going to be straight. It's going to have to move somewhere.
I think you can probably
to get to
that,
right? a different place.
Yeah.
Right. parallel.
We just they came in and made a change at the 35% stage, which has not been fun for us, to be honest.
Okay.
But what the transition would be is from a bikeway that's a class 1 behind the sidewalk in the Yorba Linda section, and then it'll come and there'll be a very wide curb cut and a yield that will allow you to come from, and if this is Esperanza, They're coming this way, and then they will come out through a curb cut and enter the class 4 that the county is building.
So they have to navigate that 8-inch curb face, the height difference, right, to transition into the dedicated
bike
lane.
We thought we'd put
a
jump in. You know, it's kind of fun.
Something, right?
So. When I say curb cut, it's like an ADA ramp. But it'll be, we discussed 12-foot wide just yesterday on this, so this is... this is what we're working through on the design process right now.
Okay. Now, does that make it clear?
I'm good.
Mr. Bartlett?
Yeah, I'll make a motion unless someone else would like to do that.
No, I would write.
I mean, it seems like we're cleaning up and being consistent with OCTA and MPAH, you know, supporting the Orange County Bikeway Collaborative Plan, the OC Loop project. Seems like we're, you know, bringing these documents all in conformance with each other. It's going to make mobility, bikeway, and roadway safety better in this part of the County of Orange. So my motion would be to adopt Planning Commission Resolution 1904, recommending the Board of Supervisors make the appropriate findings under the California Environmental Quality Act and adopt General Plan Amendment T19-01, the transportation element that will update the County of Orange circulation and bikeway plan.
All right, there's the motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right, I believe that was four and zero against. All right. I think that takes us to item number two.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have staff here prepared to introduce the item.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chairman and Commissioners. I'm Cindy Salazar, Senior Planner at OC Development Services, and I will be presenting item number two, General Plan Amendment T19-02. This General Plan Amendment is also being requested by OC Public Works Infrastructure and is an amendment to the circulation plan contained in the county's transportation element to conform to the Orange County Master Plan of Arterial Highways. Today, we will discuss specific changes to the circulation plan that we are seeking to make and the recommended actions. As noted previously, the county's circulation plan is required to be consistent with the Orange County Master Plan of Arterial Highways, which is administered and maintained by OCTA. On October 23rd, staff received authorization to initiate General Plan Amendment T19-02, an amendment to the circulation plan contained in the county's transportation element. This is an illustration of OCTA's MPAH map, which is also indicative of what is currently shown on the county's circulation plan. The proposed revisions to the county's circulation map are shown in orange and circled in red and include the following. Remove Graham Street from the City of Huntington Beach limits to its current terminus on the MPAH, and also remove Talbert Avenue from the city limits to the current terminus on the MPAH. Due to previous MPAH amendments within Bolsa Chica wetlands area, Graham Street and Talbert do not connect with other regionally significant roadways on the circulation plan. Consequently, since these linkages no longer serve a regional purpose, we are proposing to delete them from the MPAH. The proposed general plan amendment has been conditionally approved by OCTA. Upon the county's adoption of the proposed amendment, OCTA will approve the amendment to the MPAH. This is a closer look at the proposed revisions. On the left is from the current version of the county circulation plan and classifies Graham Street, a conceptually proposed roadway, as a secondary arterial, and Talbert Avenue, also a conceptually proposed roadway, as a primary arterial. The proposed amendment to the circulation plan will remove Graham Street and Talbert Avenue. The picture on the right is from the proposed circulation plan and depicts the removal of those streets. Following adoption of the General Plan Amendment T19-02 by the Board of Supervisors, the circulation plan will be posted on the county's website. This amendment is effective immediately upon board adoption. At this time, OC Development Services Planning recommends that the Planning Commission receive staff report and public testimony and adopt Planning Commission Resolution Number 19-05, recommending that the Board of Supervisors make the appropriate findings under the California Environmental Quality Act and adopt proposed general plan amendment T19-02, transportation element that will update the County of Orange circulation plan. That concludes the presentation. We're available to answer any questions that you may have.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you. Any questions of staff on this?
Mr. Chairman, just one question. So procedurally, the County of Orange is the last step in the process to make all of these documents compliant, consistent with each other. Is that right?
For this amendment, yes. Right. The City of Huntington Beach has already amended their general plan.
Right. Okay. So we're the last step. I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And a real basic question, just so that I understand, that this was a proposed connection and this is no longer to be built because it's in the wetlands?
Yes.
And it's all been set aside and all that kind of important stuff. Okay.
I have one question. Out of curiosity, the wetland between the green part and the gray part, are those all residence homes? So we can't build a connector there?
I'm sorry, where are you referring to, Ms.?
You know, where the yellow and the orange start?
The street ends. The street ends, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so it ends into the wetlands. So it's like a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, okay.
Does anything exist there now? Is it like a trail or anything like that we know of?
I don't think so. I think it's just wetlands. It's
just wetlands.
Wetlands,
yeah.
Okay.
Bird watching, bike riding type of thing. Right?
Well, and that's why I'm bringing up the idea of...
There are no structures as far as I know.
Yeah.
Correct.
Bike riding. So if there was a trail or something like that, our action would our action today impact that?
No.
At all?
No, there is no access to the marsh from Talbert or Graham. The street ends, and then there's a gate, and then there's like a dirt road, and then the marsh.
Correct.
Okay, because I noted in your presentation you're talking about there's no regional purpose, and if I'm using just the normal meaning of that word, regional, so I understand that. I just want to make sure that there's no local use that we'd be impacting here.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Very good.
Stephanie Chan again from the OCTA. I just want to clarify the master plan arterial highways again is more in regards to vehicular traffic, and it's a it's a plan for it was administered by a county at one time, and it became OCTA's responsibility. But it's overall a master plan on the future, throughput in the county for the arterial highway system. So if you're thinking about it in terms of any local use or things like that, it's not going to affect that. It's more of providing the cities and the county with an opportunity to build these arterial highways, arterial streets up to the maximum number of through lanes as identified in this plan when we kind of master planned Orange County back in the 60s. So it's more for vehicular traffic. We do try to consider bike use and other uses in the area when we look at the amendment from an OCTA perspective, but it's primarily vehicular throughput numbers that we look at for impacts.
Okay, thank you. Well, we don't know unless we ask. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate the explanation. All right, so I think that's the staff report, and we, Mr. Cataldi, we don't have any public speakers.
No, Mr. Chairman.
Let me ask County Council, do I need to go ahead and open and close a public hearing anyway?
Yes, can you please open and close a public
hearing? All right, we'll open that public hearing. And seeing no speakers and seeing nobody rise, and we have no green sheets, correct?
Correct.
All right, and we'll close that public hearing.
Thank you.
You can bang it heavier next time. Then we will, why don't I move to, and again, I think like I did last time, I'd open it up to any commissioner who was looking to propose something different other than what's being recommended to us. Hearing none, then I would recognize Commissioner Harper to make a motion on this, if she would like to.
Sure. I'd like to make a motion to adopt Planning Commission's Resolution Number 19-05, recommending that the Board of Supervisors to make the appropriate findings under California Environmental Quality Act and adopt amendments to the County of Orange Circulation Plan contained in the transportation element. Do I have to read the whole thing?
No, T-19-02.
T-19-02.
Okay, I think that's a good motion. And do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, and then I'll open it to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, and I believe, and that's four votes for that. Very good. I think that ends item number two, and we'll go on to executive officer update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I actually have no updates for you at this point in time, other than our next meeting that is in December. We'll have probably a healthy crowd in attendance, participating actively as we consider the Orange to Green zoning code update in December.
Okay. All right.
Sharon, what's the date of that next hearing?
December 11th.
All right, County Council update?
I don't have anything at this moment. I don't know. We are ongoing with our Esperanza Hills litigation. We have a hearing on Friday on that litigation to consider, for the court to consider our latest update that came back from the Court of Appeal on the solar panel issue. I'm hoping that will end it, but we will still have one Court of Appeal challenge pending. So,
and where is that in the process, the Court of Appeal?
We are waiting for oral argument.
You expect to have oral arguments then?
Probably not until early next year, because I'd probably have it calendared by now.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good to get an update. We wouldn't want to thank you. I haven't been doing anything.
Still on Esperanza Hills.
Full time. All right. That takes us to number five, Planning Commissioner comments on items not on our agenda.
I don't have any.
No?
I just wanted to ask a question regarding the group housing. So where that has gone on to the Board of Supervisors for approval, and statutory periods have expired, and now there's action being taken?
Yes, sir. We actually have probably a couple different, complaints about those that, you know, exist but are not permitted, you know, naturally now. And so we have been working with one or two different operators in bringing them through the process for an application. So.
And the board hearing was September 24th, so our CEQA statute limitations has passed. And so I think we're moving forward.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. And along those lines, last time we were here, we were discussing the San Diego Canyon issue. When would that be coming back to us?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's intended to come back in January, February timeframe.
Okay.
Staff has been back looking through the data on the matter, paying particular attention to weekend type data that you gave clear direction on, and they're evaluating to ensure that this is it remains a consistent. Their position remains consistent in their recommendation for an approval of what they presented last, of where they're at and what they would present going forward. And they'll be clear in their rationale and discussion and justifications that supports, where they're going and the data that they collected and when they collected it and things of that nature. And OCTA will be supportive in that discussion as well, or participatory to whatever level in that discussion as well, in case you have questions for the other authority, whoever's higher, I don't know. But anyway, so we will be prepared to have an in-depth conversation and responsive to your questions. And we will likely probably be, if you would like to have a briefing prior to, it's probably perfectly warranted and understandable to ensure that we're clear and your expectations are met. So,
well, thank you. Well, I did note that I don't think he's here anymore. My old friend Dennis Bilodeau is now the traffic engineer for the county. Yes. So he, I think he's indicated that I should be able to be educated on the issue. Maybe his high hopes are too high. because we were talking about basically taking a four-lane or maybe four-lane divided down to what's classified as a two-lane. And one of my other concerns was, well, how is it allowed that we could have three lanes? In other words, a passing lane. And I think the briefest of overviews was that can occur, that is permissive. And so I look forward to getting more explanation on that and from the traffic experts or maybe even county council to let us know that that if we downgrade something to two lanes, that somehow that still allows for what amateurs like myself would call three lanes, because it's counterintuitive. I do know what two and three and four means. don't know much else, but and we're looking at that and the idea and plus just a general hesitance, I think, from the commission, because to look at some area of the county and just simply declare, well, that's just never going to be developed. It's just never going to happen. Because I'm sure that when I was 10 years old riding my bike around some of these places, that we looked at many hills and just said, that's never going to be developed. We're always going to have those orange groves, or we're always going to have this. And I'm just concerned that we don't do something which puts an extra burden on something, even if it's 40 years in the future. Because, as I've used the example before, there were people, I'm sure, back in the 40s and 50s who were working on the 5 freeway, and they created a monster for us, and I don't want to be responsible for that sort of thing. So, anyway, anything else on Planning Commissioner comments? No? With that, then I will at least acknowledge number 6 on the agenda, public comments for items not on the agenda. We have one member of the public. He's not standing up. He says no. So, but we appreciate his comments earlier. So we'll go to number 7, which is adjournment. So without objection, we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
You. Okay. There you go.
Well, that's the loudest one.